This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to talk now about a vegetable that's enjoyed a remarkable rise over the past few decades, broccoli. And almost all of the broccoli now eaten in the U.S. is grown in one of two places, California or Mexico. From member station WVTF, Sandy Houseman reports that East Coast farmers are hoping to break into the broccoli business thanks to a novel federal program.
It's a hot morning, so workers at the Southwest Virginia Farmers Market in Hillsville are rushing truckloads of broccoli, fresh from the fields, into giant refrigerators. Once it's cooled to 40 degrees, the broccoli can be sorted and trimmed. Then it's put on ice, ready to ship out. The goal is to supply a product fresher than what West Coast companies can offer, and Cooperative Extension Agent Whit Morris is confident. After all, it takes a long time for broccoli to cross the continent.
From the day we book it, harvested, transported, processed, back to the grocery stores, we're looking at a minimum of 10 days. We just don't call that fresh.
And East Coast farmers are getting support for this mission from the USDA.
They went to Congress and said, look, we produce half the value of crops in the country, but the commodity crops, your corn and soybeans, are getting all the money. We need something also. We don't want subsidies. We want research and extension to help us be more successful.
That's Thomas Bjorkman, a plant physiologist at Cornell University and head of the East Coast Broccoli Project. With $3.2 million from the federal government, he and colleagues at seven universities are breeding 80 different strains of broccoli to figure out what grows best on the East Coast. By studying operations in Virginia, the program also hopes to create a marketing model that could be followed up and down the coast. And already, participants have learned one important lesson. Buddy Puckett, who's grown vegetables in Virginia for three decades, says today's consumers don't want leftover broccoli stinking up the fridge. He gestures to a field of unwanted produce.
You'll see 12, 14-inch heads of broccoli. Just an ocean of it.
Is that too big?
It's too big now to hear them tell it, yeah.
So what will be done with that crop?
It'll find a bush hog for long and go back to the earth.
Really? So you'll just plow it under?
Yep.
If he and other East Coast farmers can get the size and variety right, they may have a natural advantage over California. Irrigation is rarely necessary here, and with the climate range along America's East Coast, it's almost always a great time to grow broccoli somewhere. Florida and Georgia are fine in the winter, and the northern tip of Maine is good right about now. The timing of this program is also ideal. Grocery chains from Walmart on down are looking for regional suppliers to save money on shipping and meet consumer demand for locally grown produce. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Houseman in Charlottesville, Virginia.